It is time to launch a new season of our musical gratitude project, Play It Forward. It's a chain of artistic appreciation where musicians tell us about their work and the people who inspire them. Now, one of the things I love about this series is that it takes leaps from one genre to another, which makes Devante Hines a tricky and exciting place to start, since he occupies basically every genre. Under the name Blood Orange, he produces pop music, like this track, Augustine. Under his own name, Dev Hines writes scores for TV shows and movies like Queen and Slim. And he's also working at the forefront of classical music. His latest album, Fields, is up for 2 Classical Grammy Awards on Sunday night. Fields is a collaboration with the group Third Coast Percussion. Dev Hines, welcome. I'm so excited for you to kick off this new season of Play It Forward.
Hi, thanks for having me here. This is really, really cool.
It's almost cliche at this point to say that you've broken the mold. And so I'm curious who you aspired to be when you were younger. Like, were there artists you looked up to who had that same kind of intersectional, boundary-breaking approach to their craft?
I've always taken a lot of inspiration from people who move in their own way and create their own paths, even if I don't necessarily enjoy directly the things that they make. I mean, I remember being younger and discovering like Paul Bowles. Depending on who you spoke to, they would say that he was a different thing. They could be like, oh, the composer, like, oh, the writer. You know, that was always really something about that I always really enjoyed. And people like Neil Young and Nina Simone, and I was always really just drawn to that idea.
Well, the thing that strikes me about these people is that they are known as much for who they are as for what they do. Like, you can't separate Nina Simone from her music, her activism. They're not separate boxes. They're all one whole.
Yeah, I think that's funny you brought that up, because I think I do really relate to that, because everything I do is really so directly from me. And I do feel that it's almost more unnatural to be focused in one avenue. Because I think that takes work. That takes a lot of work. And
it's hard to stay still.
Yeah, I think that takes a lot of self-discipline. With me, I tend to just indulge every whim that comes out, you know?
Skillfully indulge every whim. You're not just stuffing your face. You're like actually crafting beautiful things in many different ways.
I have a lot of interests and I have a lot of things that mean a lot to me. You know, when I was younger, I never really thought about music as a career. I'd say not even until like 5 years ago did I really think about it as a career. Like it never really was that thing, because it was so natural and it was so engulfed everything that I did. It was almost like being told that breathing would be a career, because it wasn't something I would really think about. I was focusing on different things. But then once I found that as the center, the roots, I realized that I could kind of sprawl off from it.
Tell us about your latest project, the album Fields, which you created with Third Coast Percussion. It was written to accompany a dance piece, is that right?
Yeah, so it was a commission from Hubbard Street Dance and Emma Portner, incredible choreographer, who I'd worked with dancing. I'd been dancing with them.
You also are a dancer, on top of everything else.
Yeah, although not so much these days. My knees aren't what they used to be. But so Emma was commissioned, and Third Coast Percussion was to be the musical accompaniment. And Emma put forward the idea of me being the composer, and they came to me with the idea of doing a recording of it. And I mean, I never thought I'd ever get a Grammy nomination. I wasn't like holding out for it, you know, but I also didn't think it would be the like avant-garde classical album.
Right.
So, you know, shocks all around, really.
Okay, well, Dev Hynes, it's your turn to play it forward and tell us about an artist whose music you are thankful for. And I'm so curious and excited to hear who you're going to choose. Who do you want to introduce us to?
Okay, so I want to choose Angel Bat David.
Tell us about her.
Okay, so Angel Bat David is an incredible composer, multi-instrumentalist, clarinet player. The album that I came to first was an album called The Oracle.
The Oracle.
So I came across her work and it really blew me away. And the whole thing was recorded, I think it was all recorded on her phone via overdubbing.
Is there a track of hers that we can play for people who aren't familiar with her music?
I Love London.
What do you hear when you listen to this?
Oh, it's so beautiful. It feels like it melds all the things I love together. Really.
List them for us. What do you mean?
Well, the tone of the clarinet is really unreal to me. I like love it so much. And the runs are so imaginative and free and loose. But then there's a structure to it. And there's a rhythmic feeling to it. So basically just like this like classicism, but this like loose freeness and jazz freeness with warm tones that still feels like you're listening to it outside.
The rhythm makes me think of like walking through a park on a beautiful day.
Exactly, exactly. And that's basically everything I strive for, really. It's all in this. And then to top it off, the song's called London, so, you know. It's
where you grew up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Angel Bat David next. So what would you like to say to her?
I just want to express my gratitude and thanks for creating such wonderful, beautiful, and inspiring music, and for just being someone who I look up to as a composer, as an artist, as a human. So, yeah, I really just want to give thanks.
Devante Hynes, who records as Blood Orange, his latest album is Fields. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, no, thank you. Such a pleasure.